Fred Film Radio. Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 20th Sarajevo International Film Festival. I am at Talent Sarajevo, in particular the Pack and Pitch project, and I'm with one of the participants, Harevik Avanesian, aka Sunny, as she because her name means more or less Sunny in English, and she presented to the audience today her project Alice and the Rabbits. So welcome, Harevik. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you too.
So I would like to ask you to pitch your project for our listeners and for the radio.
Thank you. My project is about a 17-year-old girl which lives with her mom and grandmother. Her father left them when she was very small, and she lives with this very distant from the family because her mother has nervous breakdowns and everything. They are not really good communicating. And then she makes friends with a boy who is serving in the army, and they really become friends. She is open to everything, and then they fall in love, of course. And then there is this situation when she got pregnant, and because she's a teenager, they can't do any abortion, so they think to run together. But because she haven't told anything to her family, she doesn't know how to start. So she just leaves a letter and explains everything there, and it's a big shock for everyone because they didn't know anything about that. So overall, the family decides that they need to bring them back and do the marriage thing and like make it right, kind of. But overall, her mother can't forgive her what she has done because she thinks that she gave her life for her. She didn't do it. I mean, she didn't get married, anything. And she curses her on the wedding day, saying that what happened to me will happen to you. He will leave you and he will go and you will stay alone all your life, kind of thing. And with this, they start their life. They rent an apartment, but things go hard because they can't earn for a living. It's hard for youngs to be, this situation. And when baby gets born, they are already very much arguing and quarreling together. But Sambat offers a job, her husband, to work in a very far metallurgical factory, which is very polluted air and environment is horrible. But because they're paying good, they decide to go and start their life again, like with a fresh hope and everything. But after some 6-7 months, the kid gets sick because of the pollution, so they come back for the treatment, and this is the time when they really argue and quarrel, and Sambat leaves for abroad to work and earn money for his family, and he promises to send money, as everyone in this part of the world promises and goes. And then after 2 months, what Alice receives from him is a postcard, just knowing, like, kind of I love you thing. So when all these things happen, her mother really gets bad. The situation was all, and she feels guilty also for what she has done, and she didn't support her and she didn't help all this time, and she gets into a really hard breakdown of nervous, and she burns the rabbits she was making. She's doing handmade rabbits to leave, and they are a symbol of fertility, and she's like angry at them why they did this thing, and her girl became pregnant. So she fights with them and burns them, and she gets to the hospital. So Alice doesn't have time for her depression. She needs to take care for her mom, for the baby, and to find a job to take care also for the family. So she starts working as a waitress, and these new people in the restaurant start to really support her and help. She quickly does become an assistant for a chef and starts earning better than waitress will be. So she reconciles with her mother because this whole situation, they both understand it. Because Alice also has grown during all these hardships, and she now sees life differently. And also her mother understood that it's what she did was wrong. And yeah, this is the moment when in the hospital, first time she hugs the baby and receives as her grandchildren. And they continue, like, this is a new start for her as a confident woman, and not depending from others to feel good or be as a person. That will be the whole story.
So why do you want to tell this story?
Because I see a lot of this kind of stories in Armenia, and I think it's all over in our region that men leave and go to work abroad, but then they didn't come back, and women struggle. And I want to do this film the way that it will not be distracting, but encouraging and supporting women in this situation, that they really can go on, they really can do it alone. I don't mean that I don't like men. Of course, it's great when they are near to you and supportive, but even without them, women can go on, they can succeed, they can take care of their babies and not go into depression and poor themselves. Oh, I'm so poor, it's so bad. That will be the answer, I guess.
And I totally agree.
Thank you.
So, thank you, Arabic, for being with us, and good luck for your film.
Thank you. I hope I will come back with the film to the festival.
And I hope I will meet you and interview you.
Wow, thank you.
So this was Arevik Avanesian, director of Alice and the Rabbits, and this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 20th Sarajevo International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.